Last time we left off, where Yeshua had asked Nakdamon, translated as Nicodemus, John chapter 3 and verse 10. Yeshua answered him, "You hold the office of teacher in Israel, and you don't know this." The question is about being born again. As a person who holds the office of teacher of Israel, a rabbi, Yeshua in essence is stating, you should know this because you experience this change of state in life all the time. Being born again is a Jewish concept that occurs when something significant changes in one's life. Being born again or born anew is a transformation from a previous state into a new state. When someone converts to Judaism, they have gone through a born-again experience. In Judaism, you have been transformed from a goy or Gentile and into a person of the covenant of Adonai. This transformation for men would include physical circumcision. Likewise, coming to faith and trust in Yeshua as Messiah requires a circumcision of the heart, performed by the one who created us. John chapter 3 and verse 5. Yeshua answered, "Yes, indeed, I tell you that unless a person is born from water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Both Jewish conversion and accepting Yeshua as Messiah are born-again experiences, whereby you are turning away from your past sinful nature and being made new. Both transformations include going through mikvah, which we spoke about in previous segments. This is the water that Yeshua spoke about. The Spirit is the heart circumcision that I spoke of previously. Did you know that within Jewish understanding, there are other born-again experiences besides conversion? Getting married is a born-again experience. Your previous state was as one of being an individual. When you get married, you are no longer seen as single, but your life has been transformed, and you are now part of something new. When you have a child, this is viewed as a born-again experience also. You have gone from being a couple to becoming a family. When one goes through the steps of training and finally becomes a rabbi, he has had a born-again experience. Although not called a born-again experience in Jewish culture today, because it is associated with Christian proselytizing, it is a very Jewish idea that even Nakdamon, Nicodemus, should have known and ultimately did know when Rabbi Yeshua did what he does best, teach. During the month of June, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message Covenant Confusion to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of this message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Tada and Shalom. Thank you for listening.